Welcome to the new channel.
Our passion transforms a community that sees and shares all things new.
The new channel. Hashtag TNC Now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the host, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hi, I'm Erwin.
And this is Carlo, and we are streaming live from Mandaluyong City. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 37 of Shots Fired! Yeah. My friend.
Well, good. How are you, my friend?
I am excellent. Ang dami nangyari this week. Loaded tayo sa balita. PBA, NBA, Dubai, kahit saan, interbarangay, nagsisimula na. Lahat ng pwedeng bigang mangyari, nangyayari na, bro. Simulan na natin. Huwag na natin patagalin ito, bro. Unang balita natin.
Sure, unang balita natin, international agad. Dito tayo sa SGA.
Par!
Nasulot tayo. Nasulot tayo ng Riyadh by one shot.
Yun na nga. Matinding bang ang nangyari. Alam mo, I'll be honest, no? Dahil medyo invitational lang tong ligang to, parang hindi mo siniseryoso ng konti, no? Pero nung napasok yung buzzer beater, ang bigat. Okay. Parang talo pa rin ng Pilipinas. Pilipinas pa rin yung dala nilang pangalan eh, no? So nakakagulat, no? Jordan heading tabla. Tabla, bro, yung laro. Alauna ng umaga ako nanonood. Pagtira, Mintes. Sabi ko, nako, mukhang overtime to. Hindi, par. Hindi. Hindi overtime. Sayang. So, natalo tayo by 3 points. I guess the only consolation is that we lost to the defending champs. We were doing fine. Itong team natin na strong group, it was built less than a month. You know, yun na lang.
It's okay, diba? They jive very smoothly. Alam mo yun, napaka-efficient nila kahit 1 month sila lang sila nagkasama-sama. Pero the thing Correct. Is, Kevin Cambao was named all tournament team. Wow.
We need to take this kid seriously. I have been talking about this dude for 2 months. Nasa UAE pa lang sila. But I guess the bigger news, no more than Dwight Howard, is the alleged. I'm saying alleged kasi may mga tumatanggi. May mga hindi naniniwala na he was invited for summer league by the New York Knicks, no? Hindi naman siya surprising, di ba? Mm. He is talented enough. Pero ang takeaway ko dito, bro, na-achieve ng SGA, ito yung sinasabi ko na ano bang purpose kung bakit nagpapalakas yung grupo kagaya ng SGA, no? Para makilala, hindi lang yung mga international players, kundi local players natin, eh. Mm. So, you know, again, given na hindi pa super confirmed, SGA, again, I'm gonna use the word allegedly kasi may mga pumapalag pa, was invited for the summer league, the recognition is there, pero mas nakakagulat dito, bro, nagkaroon siya ng special lunch sa Dubai.
Yeah. Dubai,
nagkaroon siya ng special lunch para maglaro sa Dubai. Yun ang mas nakakatakot, doon tayo nervousin ng konti.
Oh.
Pag natuloy. So, this kid, you know, alam na natin, sa Pilipinas, collegiate basketball, I even saw an article a couple of days back that this dude, hindi na siya pang-collegiate basketball talaga. Sinabi ko na to 2 months ago. Hindi na pang-college basketball tong batang to, bro. Matindi na siya. So there is the possibility of him, not a possibility, he is being lured to play in Dubai there as a local. So hindi lang destination Japan, hindi lang tayo destination Korea. We now have Dubai as a destination. So exciting stuff. I'm happy. I'm happy for local ballers.
Pero mas happy tayo kapag if he will be, you know, invited in the NBA, di ba? To try.
Sure, out. Sure. Ganito tayo ni Kai eh. Hindi pa.
Diba?
Ako hindi ko pa sinusukuan si Kai, bro. Hindi ko pa sinusukuan si Kai. Maniwala sa akin. I'm in full support.
Okay, okay.
But anyway, susunod na
anyway, Moving forward. Punta tayo naman dito local, Gilas.
Boom! So,
officially, Tim Cone was named coach.
Head coach.
Head coach of the Gilas. For 4 years na? Tama? 4 years?
4 na taon, bro. 4 na taon.
So any for that.
So anyway, so di na tayo medyo nagulat dito, no? What is, I guess, more exciting is that nilabas yung 12-man pool na ni Coach Tim Cone. And, I mean, you know, it was Hinebra heavy. Okay, we knew that. We knew that. But there are a couple of names, no? Who for you, parang Erwin, ang medyo nagulat sa listahan na yon?
Talaga?
parang alam ko sasabihin mo. Sabihin mo na kung
I am surprised Kai Soto is still on the list. Ikaw.
You do know he's 7'3", right? 7'3". Watch his highlights in Japan, bro. Watch his highlights in Japan. He's getting it done in Japan.
Okay. Sure. I'll give it some time. Okay, how about you? Who's the surprising player?
So, generally, hindi naman ako nagulat sa listahan. Babalikan ko, no? Baka magulat kayo. Kevin Cambiao is in that particular list. And again, I am the number one supporter of this dude. Nagulat lang ako kasi bago kasi siya. Yun lang yung nakagulat nun sa listahan na yun. Na I was kind of expecting an RR Pogoy kind of person, a shooter kind of person. So medyo nagulat ako na andun siya. Yun lang. Wala naman akong, hindi masama, pero again, tandaan natin guys, na yung qualifier na to, malapit na. Hindi nga buwan ang binibilang dito, linggo ang binibilang natin dito. So kung kukuha ka ng panibagong team, kumuha ka na ng team na magkakakilala. Ang medyo nalito ko sinabi yung team ko, sige,
teka lang, may comment ako dyan.
Sige! Diba,
kakasabi mo lang, isang buwan lang nagkasama-sama sila sa SGA. Pero sino yung naging dominante na local doon? Di ba si Kevin Cambiao? Oh.
Tama ka doon.
It is highly possible na maging dominante din si Kevin Cambiao with the likes of Dwight Ramos. Di ba? You can see na bango lang siya. Tama, bango lang siya. Pero he can adapt well agad. Hindi nang tutan ng isa dyan, galing ng iba't ibang porte ng mundo. Where the high
okay, I see your point, is but high. If you're gonna use the, you know, magkakilala, why not go with 30? Ravenna instead? Why can't we go with Renz Abando instead? You know? Again, solid to, bro. Pero nga, ang habol natin dito, yung magpagkakakilanlanan nila. Yun lang naman yung akin. This is not a talent thing. This is a chemistry thing. Diba? So, but any case, susuportahan din naman natin tong grupo to kahit anong mangyari. Pero ang concern ko, bro, ito yung concern ko. Sino ba talaga yung naturalized player na idadala natin doon? So, kasama sa listahan, sa 12-man pool, ni Tim Cone, obviously, si Justin Brownlee. Hindi na tayo nagulat doon. Pero, suspended pa siya. Most likely, si Clarkson, hindi siya darating dito kasi it is within the NBA season pa. So, sino isasalang natin, bro? Sino sa palagay mo?
Eh, siyempre titingnan natin kung sino mga naturalista, no? So, we have Andre Blatch. Ano lang natin. Medyo,
okay.
But he's still playing. Still playing well. Pero nag-present tayong isa dyan, no? Si Dwight Howard.
Mapatulong ba natin yan? I mean,
can he play?
Well, napatunayan niya. Ginulat na yung mundo sa pag-tweet niya na I guess I'm playing for the Philippines. Akala niya kasama pa siya sa 21 pool ng US.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, Dwight Howard is not a bad idea, to be brutally honest. Kaya lang, hindi ako pabor na mamadaliin natin yung proseso ng pagiging naturalized niya. Ayoko nang ganun. I'd rather take the chances with Andre Blatch. Oo. Medyo wala siya sa kondisyon. Mm-hmm. Ando na tayo. Mm-hmm. Pero, if he could devote time, you know, to lose some weight before, you know, the qualifiers, he is still a professional, he is still an athlete, at kilala na rin na yung sistema natin. So, I don't know, I'll take my chances with Andre Blatch more than Dwight Howard, to be brutally honest, man.
Yeah, good point. Then, I'm also not sure then on the rules of FIBA when it comes, you know, for a player who has played in another, you know, national team. I'm pretty sure that Dwight Howard cannot play in the Olympics because he represented US before, right?
And he's not naturalized nga. Wala namang problema doon. I mean, hindi siya pwede maglaro ng dalawang team sabay.
Yes.
But, you know, the process, Justin Brownlee took months before his naturalization process. Hindi naman to pwede na ilang linggo lang.
Yeah.
Diba? So, I'll take my chances with him. Super worst case scenario, kung kailangan natin ng bigs na ilalaro, I'll go with Stan Hardinger. Isa lang na natin si, kasi si Stan Hardinger, pwede na naturalize yun eh. Kung natin magagawa doon, EJ Edu is there anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. If the goal is just to put a big to help the team, let's bring in C. Stan instead.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Good point. Bring Stan instead. You know,
masipag pa naman si ano, si Stan.
Total, at least yung first five mo, hinyebra na. Scottie Thompson is there. You know, Jamie Malonzo is there. Isama mo na si Stitan, si Japet andun. Eh, yun na.
Eh.
Diba? And most likely, coach mo si Tenorio.
Yeah. Speaking of Hinebra, no, natalo sila. Natalo sila ng San Miguel. No,
hindi lang sila natalo. Na-sweep sila ng San Miguel. Na-sweep sila ng San Miguel. No? So, yun yung huling balitang local natin, no, in the PBA. Tuloy po yung Commissioner's Cup Intercolor Division. So, Magnolia po. Magnolia at saka San Miguel ang maglalaban sa finals. Again, you know, San Miguel very, very dominant. Magnolia, medyo na-challenge ng konti sa Phoenix Fuel Masters. I give the series 4-2 para sa San Miguel.
Yeah. Same
and
thing.
And I'm being very, very nice. Very same conservative, very, very, very polite.
I was rooting pa naman for Phoenix. Nung, ano,
I was rooting for Phoenix also.
So, very
by big next part week, of
it. Yeah, San Miguel.
Correct. So, by next week, malalaman natin yung best pair of the conference. Feeling ko naman si Stan Hardinger yung magiging, he's the statistical leader right now sa PBA. So, it makes sense to me that he becomes best pair of the conference, no? So, yun na, yung mga local balita natin, dumayo naman tayo sa ibang bansa, international balita. Anong masasabi natin sa NBA par?
Okay, dito tayo, tawag natin freak week natin.
Freak week.
Bakit freak week? I mean, we have four players who been outstanding in the scoring division. No?
Halimaw talaga, halimaw.
Halimaw ba? Bakit ito ang pinili natin? Because that week, Kobe scored 81 points versus the Toronto Raptors.
Correct.
Ngayon, siyempre, week na ni Kobe yun. Ngayon, may apat na player nga. namely si Joel Embiid. Last week, diba? Joel Embiid scored 70 right. points. And the cat scored 62 points. Now, after that, nako, si etong dalawang to, may beef talaga tong dalawang to eh.
Very close.
Luka Doncic scored 73 points and Devin Booker scored 62 points also. So, malamang, nakikita natin na nag-score to na itong taong to ng 62. Gagaling ako. Parang halata eh.
Ang matindi, no? So, ang pag-uusapan natin mostly, no, si Embiid at saka si Luka.
Yep.
Kasi yung 60 at saka 62 nung ni Devin Booker at saka ni Karl Anthony Towns, talo naman sila doon.
Yeah.
Pero segue lang tayo ng konti kay Booker, no? So sure. Booker, he lost his mind wherein his last three games, 46, 62, and 44. Devin Booker has been averaging 50 points the past few games. Mm. This dude, hindi siya tinamaan ng Kardashian curse. Talagang siya yung nagpatunay na hindi totoo yon at tuloy-tuloy lang siya lumahato. Ang problema nga lang, dun sa tatlong larong yon, talo siya 2 beses. So, you could, magtataka ka rin eh, asan si Kevin Durant sa mga panahon na to? Eh, hindi mo alam ang nangyayari, no? Yung kay Karl Anthony Towns naman, yung 62 niya, sige, sa Charlotte Hornets niya ginawa. Hindi naman kagalingan na team yon. In fact, excuse me, dahil sa talong yon, bumaba pa sila sa number 2, ang number 1 team ngayon, Oklahoma City Thunder. I never thought I'm even gonna say that Oklahoma City Thunder is the number 1 team, but they are, no? But let's go back to Joel Embiid and Luka. Brother, para sa'yo, which 70-point game was more impressive?
The more impressive for me is Luka Doncic because stat-wise, field goal percentage is 25 over 33, which is more than 50%.
Grabe.
And yung game na yon, wala si Kyrie Irving. So, siya talaga bumuhat ng team para manalo.
So, literal.
Oo. Para sa akin, si Doncic over Embiid. Kasi si Embiid, he has a lot of support team, no? He have Maxi. He has Tobias Harris, no?
Okay.
To score. And yeah. Sa akin kasi Luka was alone. He doesn't have another superstar, you know.
Sure. And what's really funny here, no? He did it against the Atlanta Hawks, the team that drafted him and traded for Trae Young. Sa palagay mo ba, bro? Pinagsisisihan ng Atlanta ang pag-trade sa kanya.
Malamang pinagsisisihan nila. Kasi, di ba, alam, mapapansin mo yung trend na kinukuha ni Mark Cuban eh. Puro international na magagaling.
Mm.
Di ba? So, it wasn't surprising.
Yes, he's successful with European players, obviously.
Yes, yes. So, it wasn't surprise for me that, you know, the Mavs traded the number 2 pick, di ba? To get Luka Doncic.
Okay, fair enough. You know, I won't argue with results. However, I am more impressed with Joel Embiid here. No,
okay.
You're right, Luka. You know, medyo solo flight talaga siya. With Joel Embiid, 70 points, mas mataas yung percentage na. No, he had 58%. Ang akin lang dito is that in a Luka standpoint, wala naman masyado bumabantay sa kanya doon. Dito, he had a few people na tumao sa kanya. Sige na, si Wembenyama yung isa doon. Minama niya si Wemby. Hindi talaga kaya ni Wemby. Kaya lang, one thing na nakikita natin na ginagawa ni Wemby na mabuti is his defense. Talagang yung blocks ni Wemby, number one siya sa mga centers in terms of blocks. Number one siya sa mga rookies in terms of blocks. So, there was a level of defense there. Further, yung kay Luka, he did all of the scoring in 44 minutes. Okay, Joel Embiid did all of the scoring in just 36. So he basically almost scored 3 points per minute in order for him to do this. So malupit talaga, malupit talaga. And sa mga viewers natin, no, again, this is purely a scoring stint. Kasi baka sabihin nyo, hindi Carlo, mas maganda yung nilaro ni LeBron noong isang araw, 30-20 and something. This is not a stat line. We're just purely talking about scoring here, no? So, that being said, in terms of, am I impressed? The 70 point of Joel Embiid makes more sense to me, no? Pero kayo guys, yung mga viewers natin, no? Ilagay nyo nga sa mga comments nyo, anong game ang mas malupit? Yung kay Luka ba? 73? O yung kay Joel Embiid na 70 points, no? Feeling ko tabla to na halos mas marami, no? Pero going back to Luka, impressive naman. Konting dagdag lang kay Luka, kahit medyo kay Embiid ako dito sa argumentong to. He made all of this with 33 shots lang. Yes. So kung naipasok pa niya yung iba doon, baka na-break pa niya yung record. At eto bro, no? Na-curious lang ako. Sa lifetime natin, di nga natin naisip na yung 81 magiging possible eh. Palagay mo, kaya ba mag-break yung 81 man lang? At hindi natin pag-usapan yung 100. Hindi ko talagang malabo na yan. Yung 81, kaya kayang matabla yan o at least mag-break? Palagay mo?
It's very highly possible, no? It's very highly possible.
All right. Bakit, brother? Bakit?
Kasi we can see these players are really scoring that high, diba? I wouldn't be surprised if Luka, outscored Kobe's 81 soon, diba? Because
soon,
yeah, kasi you know he's an MVP candidate for, you know, this season. So maybe not this season, but you know, maybe the next few seasons.
Gagaling pa siya.
Yeah.
You know what? I agree with you, brother, no? Kasi obviously mathematically kaya with the amount of shots that he's taking, no? And what I'm thinking here, no, is it because kaya yung depensa talaga ng NBA ngayon halos wala na? 'Di ba? Parang wala. Tama ka. In order for this to happen, it needs to happen with a team that their defense is not so good. And the Atlanta Hawks were not really known for their defense.
Yep.
So, feeling ko I agree with you, brother, no, na it's possible na ma-break yung 81. Honestly, feeling ko nga baka this year magawa na eh. If Devin Booker is averaging 50 points right now, I see no reason for him not to do it. Mas napapansin ko lang, it's the European players yung mga kayang gawin to. I honestly think maybe Victor Wembanyama can do it someday. Not this year, obviously not this year. In 2 years, pag nahanap na yung point guard niya, napapasahan siya every time. This dude can score 70 easily. I won't be surprised for him to have a 50-point game this year. Lalo na pag mga tail end. Usually pag tail end ng season, pag talo ng team mo, wala nang depensa yan. Doon lumalabas yung mga halima. But sige, ayos. I agree with you, no?
Speaking of Atlanta and the Spurs, no, meron chismis for the past few weeks na si Trae Young, di ba, gustong makasama si Wembanyama. Baka yan ang hinihintay niyang point. Pero wait lang. Meron din umaawit kay Trae Young, no? Di ba sinabi mo last week si Murray ng Atlanta Hawks, DeJounte White Murray, inaawitan si
Lakers, di ba?
Si Lakers, di ba? Inaawitan ng Lakers, no? Medyo nagka-ikot ng konti. Chismis ngayon, they are gunning for Trae Young.
San Antonio, you mean? Or the Lakers?
No. The Lakers are gunning for Trae Young. The trade for Trae Young. I don't know who will be traded. Most likely, D'Angelo Russell would be on the trade package.
He's always in the trade block. He's always in the trade block. That's
how I get to... Pero there's this one team na medyo nagulat ako. Kasi we're looking at a rebuilding team in the Atlanta Hawks, right? the team that has, kasi gusto makuha ng maraming ano, di ba, draft picks if in exchange kay Trae Young. Now, one of the team na maraming draft picks na malakas ngayon is the Oklahoma City Thunder. They have 36 draft picks, first round draft picks on the next 7 years.
Pwede na bumura sa pang team, ah.
So it is most likely if Atlanta wants draft picks rather than players, they will deal with Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, if you imagine Trae Young in that team, nako.
I don't know. You know, SGA is scoring 30 points per game. I don't think they need another ball hog there. I don't think it's gonna work. But the San Antonio Trae Young, there you go. There you go. Remember when Collins was just receiving the pass from Trae Young? And Trae Young, he's not really given credit for his passing. But I think this dude is a winner. This dude is a leader. And I'm excited for these guys, no? But anyway, last pinakamalutong na balita. Yeah. Itong linggong to. Officially, may nasi Santi po. May nasi Santi sa NBA. Kahit number one yung team nila. So, but we're gonna use the positive headline wherein Doc Rivers is the new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. Brother, does it make sense for Milwaukee to hire him as the head coach?
Actually, I don't see the reason for firing Adrian Griffin. At nung una ko narinig yan, but may mga internal talks na dahil medyo bossy around daw si Adrian Griffin with his coaching team. And did you know that Terry Stotts, the former head coach of the Blazers, was with Adrian Griffin as an assistant coach to coach Dame. No, there was this one time daw. Kausap ni Dame yung team. Kausap ni Terry Stotts yung team. At lalo kay Dame Lillard. No, he was coaching. And then sabi daw, disclaimer. This disclaimer. Tinatawag daw ni Adrian Griffin si Terry Stotts. And sabi sa nalili lang. Tapos nagalit yata si Adrian kay Terry.
Okay.
And then after few days yata nag-resign na si Terry Stotts.
So matapuhin. Suntukan na lang sila.
So pero with firing Adrian Griffin, 'di ba this is his first season pa lang as a
So para matapos pa lang niya, tapos number one naman. So bakit, 'di ba?
Napakaaga for firing him, pero getting Doc Rivers as a coach isn't bad for a season, no? Pero nakakapangamba kasi kapag pagdating ng playoffs, nakikita natin record ni Doc Rivers.
Diba? Oo, nagiging choke Rivers siya pagdating ng playoffs. Pero I think I understand where Milwaukee is coming from. Milwaukee is working with a timetable. So I think the timetable that they're working on is 2 years. And they are not willing to work with a learning curve from Adrian Griffin. They want to win now. Medyo Lakers ang mindset nila. Bakit? Si Dame, hindi na bumabata yan. So Antetokounmpo is 29 years old. He signed a max deal. So you could guarantee Antetokounmpo maybe 2 to 3 years with Milwaukee. Dame, same thing, 2 to 3 years with Milwaukee. Yun yung timeline na gusto nilang alagaan. Mag-champion sila within this particular time frame. Kasi kung hindi sila mag-champion ng time frame na to, basically, lahat ng hiningi ni Antetokounmpo binigay. Gusto ko ng superstar. Hanip naman yung nakuha nilang superstar. Matindi talaga, di ba? So, this team is a win-now team. Is Doc Rivers a good coach? I won't go great just yet. But let's put it this way. He has been a head coach for several super teams, pero bakit isa lang yung championship niya? Hindi niya napag-champion yung Clippers, napag-champion niya yung Boston, sige na, andun na tayo. Pati ibang mga team kapunot niya, hindi talaga gumana. So, yun lang naman yung akin. I kind of understand the logic behind it. I was kind of expecting, siguro, more than Doc Rivers, they could have given an opportunity for Mark Jackson to be the head coach. I think he could have been a good head coach. He could handle young folks there. Jeff Van Gundy could have been a good option. Mike D'Antoni would have been a good option. Pero anyway, pinili nila si Doc Rivers, no? So tingnan natin, sana hindi masayang yung mga 1-3 lead, yung mga ganoon talaga. May stigma na kasi si Doc Rivers eh. May stigma na siya na nagkakalat siya during the playoffs, no? But speaking of winning coaches, bro, di ba? Tapusin natin yung segment o tapusin natin yung episode na to. Sino ba yung head coach ng NBA na ang daming panalo pero hindi pa nananalo ng championship? Sino yung coach?
Wow. So, I have two coaches in mind, no? Punta tayo sa Jordan era, no?
If
it wasn't for Jordan, no? Maybe the Utah Jazz already have two chips in their belt. So
with Jerry Sloan,
with Jerry Sloan, definitely. He coached Stockton and Malone very well, and he's a supporting cast, diba? Nakita natin back-to-back finals championship, no? Pero syempre, it's Jordan is still Jordan, so mahirap talaga kung si Jordan
kalaban. Mahirap kalaban yun.
Ayan. Now, number two I have in mind is Rick Alderman, okay. Especially for the Sacramento Kings, no?
That was his time. Kobe Bryant naman yung kalaban niya.
Definitely, Shaq and Kobe ang kalaban niya. But definitely, there was an issue nung conference finals, no? The referee thing, the calls, yun ang issue nila, di ba? There are a lot of calls from the Kings. And, ayun. But pass is pass, you know. But sayang kasi for Rick Adelman, no? Ang dami niyang players na hindi niya inikot. If it was Eric Spoelstra inikot na ng mga players niya, he would have gave more minutes to Hedo Turkoglu, Gerald Wallace. Diba? Those are the
maybe Bobby Jackson.
Yeah, Bobby Jackson is really the sixth man, no? But these two dominated when they were traded to another team, diba? So sayang. So
I agree with those. Yun nga, ako naman, syempre, malapit ang Houston sa akin, syempre, Mike D'Antoni. I think he was doing well with Phoenix. Phoenix was, you know, kind of an okay team. They got better when he was around. Then they got Steve Nash. He moved to Houston. He made James Harden the MVP. Ang ano lang kay Rick, kay Mike D'Antoni rather, he doesn't really change his system talaga. He plays European ball, pasa, tira ng 3 points. He doesn't in a defensive standpoint, he's kind of a liability there. Pero with Mike D'Antoni, naka-apat siya na Western Conference Finals. Yung unang dalawa niya, natalo siya sa Lakers, basically. Natalo siya sa Lakers. At yung second ng dalawa niya, sa Golden State Warriors. I guess, ang benefit na lang doon, napa-MVP niya si James Harden, napa-MVP niya si Steve Nash. At yung dalawa MVP ni Steve Nash, ninakaw niya ata kay ano yun. Kay Shaq yung isa. And maybe a runner-up, yung nabanggit natin, Mark Jackson, he was doing well with Golden State and nawala. You know, Jeff Van Gundy is another special mention. No? But, you know, with all the coaches na binanggit natin, I think Rick Adelman, really, para sa akin, you know, pinakasayang. He had two teams, two super teams that could have won everything else, no? Good stuff, no? Bigat, ang bigat, no? Naawa ko kay Adrian Griffin, no? He was the number one coach right now. Siya pa'y nawalan ng trabaho. Nakakainis. Nakakainis para sa kanya, no? But anyway,
we don't know what happened talaga internally. So, you know, good luck to Adrian.
Si Tanasis na ata yung bagong head coach, par. Si Tanasis. Si
Untouchable.
Well, anyway, ang pwedeng nating i-touch, guys, yung like button, pakitindot yung like, pakisubscribe, ilagay nyo lahat ng comments nyo. Guys, dito na magtatapos. Mabilis ang 30 minutes natin pag masarap yung usapan natin. Maraming salamat, paring Erwin, at sa lahat ng manunod. See you guys next week. So another episode ng Shot Fired. Maraming salamat.
Woo-hoo! Thank you.
Ang 40D, tumutulong patibayin ng vital organs, iwas sakit sa puso at iba pang sakit.
Ubo, mabilis lumala, kaya dapat agapan. Dapat new Solmix Advanced Syrup. May 2x zinc para ang ubo, imbis na lumala, tulungang mabilis mawala. New Solmix Advanced Syrup.
Unilab yan.